Welcome to the Outspoken Jazzy Podcast, and I'm your host, Jazzy. So I'm on a journey of healing, self-discovery, and transformation, and I want to invite you to join me. Here you will be validated, encouraged, but challenged to redefine your life that is in most in alignment with your higher self, who you truly want to be, and who you're truly meant to be. We are setting the intention now to heal and grow into the best versions of ourselves. Through my own introspection, tough love talks, and sharing my unique experiences and perspectives, together I know we can transform ourselves from the inside out. Tune in and enjoy. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Outspoken Jazzy Podcast. And of course, I'm your host, Jazzy. And that's right, beautiful people. Thank you. Thank you. I've returned. I'm back from yet another hiatus. But honestly, this hiatus that I took was really necessary, and it was different than my previous ones, right? Because in those previous hiatus, a lot of that was self-sabotage. A lot of that was feeling like an imposter in my own life, and feeling like who are you to start a podcast? Who are you to be sharing your perspective and your, you know, experiences, etc. And this hiatus, this recent hiatus that I took, and I don't even remember the last time I uploaded or posted an episode. I would have to go look at my data, but the difference is that I had to pause. Like, this podcast could not have been a priority because I was not in the best space mentally or spiritually and or emotionally, because child, it's all connected. And you know, I learned some things about my mental health. I learned some things that I was doing that were doing more harm than good in my life, and I just needed to take time to like take care of myself so that I could take care of my family, right? And let me be clear. Actually, I needed to take time to take care of myself. That's separate. And thus, that empowered me, gave me the capacity to take care of my family also. And so, today, we're moving forward. It's a new day. It's a new season of the podcast. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. And I think we need to talk about boundaries. We really need to talk about boundaries. And what's interesting is a lot of these buzzwords, especially like if you are involved in any media, social media, anything, boundaries along with mental health is become popular and mainstream, I think. And I also think that what's happening is just like mental health, right? Boundaries is being tossed around with not that much clear definition of what boundaries are and why they're important. I think there is a misconception. I think oftentimes when we think of boundaries, we think that it is our way of telling people what they bet not do and what they not gonna do with us. And there's some validity in that, like, yeah, somewhat, but the boundaries are also about, they're really about you. Like, how are you going to maintain peace? You have to have boundaries. How are you going to create your own peace? You need to have boundaries. How are you going to prioritize your time? You need to have boundaries. And so the boundaries is not just about what you will and will not, what you will and will not allow from other people. It is also what you will and will not allow from yourself. So let's just generic definition of boundaries. Boundaries are your limits. Very simple, straight to the point. They're limits. They're limits for your time, for your energy, etc. And then that extends to how you are going to allow other people to deal with you. They either need to meet these limits, respect these limits, or they don't have access to you, or there will be consequences. And something that I learned working in education is often we assign a negative connotation to consequences. There can be positive consequences and there can be negative consequences. So they're just a result of an action, a result of a situation or a circumstance. They don't always have to be deemed negative. And that's just what it is. So when we think about boundaries, something that I'm learning, because boundaries is new for me, like in the last, toward the end of 2019 is when I realized, like, oh my gosh, I don't have any boundaries. Not only do I not have any personal boundaries, I also struggled to respect other people's boundaries because I was perceiving them as a threat to me personally or to the relationship. And a lot of people tend to feel that way. If you make a boundary, we unfortunately make it about us. We make it about, well, why do you feel the need to have a limit with me? And I think that has a lot to do with being entitled, egotistical. And again, those have negative connotations, but they're really, to me, they're a result of trauma, poor experiences, not properly regulating your emotions and creating narratives that are not accurate for your survival, because we defend ourselves. We want to defend ourselves when we perceive to be attacked, when we perceive to be put in an uncomfortable situation. And it's just what it is. But towards the end of 2019, I really start to think about or realize I lack boundaries and I lack, I didn't know how to respect other people's boundaries, or not that I didn't know how, I didn't even realize that, that people were communicating boundaries, whether verbally or through their action, and I was not respecting them. Right. And I internalized this and I felt very guilty. So that's a poor coping skill. Right. To learn something about yourself and then to then over criticize and over attack yourself because of it. And so going into 2020, I'm like, OK, so now I'm being observant to how I feel when I'm talking to certain people, when certain people do things or when I do things, and what I am feeling, what the true emotion that I'm feeling, which is what I call here on this podcast, taking inventory of my thoughts, my feelings, and my spirit. And those things are different because sometimes how you feel is just how you feel. It's just an emotion, but it is usually a signal, right? Like, hey, you are feeling disrespected because someone has violated a boundary. Hey, you're becoming angry because you feel like you're being disrespected. And that's just an example. So I just started taking inventory. I started taking inventory of situations and common patterns of how I would react or certain things that people would say or do and how that would make me feel and what and how I wanted to feel. And what's crazy, you know, that was one of the most challenging parts, is like, okay, you're focusing so much on these negative things and how these things are making you feel negatively, but how do you want to feel? How would you like this interaction to go or be? And that's from family to your romantic partner or your children, whatever. It's like, how do you want this to be? Where do you need to create boundaries? And so some things that I've learned now is that you need to have boundaries for the relationships in your life. You especially have to have boundaries for yourself, with yourself, and how you're going to show up for other people. And you need to have boundaries that account for your time, your energy, and, you know, your entire being. So I'll give an example. One boundary that I have recently established is that I do not enjoy talking about politics. Not just politics. There are certain topics that I don't want any parts of. And I'll give an example. I don't want to participate in any conversation where men are bashing women or women are bashing men. No, thank you. It's draining. I don't mind having a discussion or having a healthy dialogue of sharing and listening and communicating. That's different. But I will not participate in people just throwing out stereotypes, throwing out the blame game, being a victim, complaining without taking any onus or even acknowledging the other side of the spectrum or the other side of, you know, the opposite person's viewpoint and experiences. I'm not interested in those conversations. So as a boundary, it for me is if someone tries to engage with me, I will respectfully let them know, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Or if they call me on that, then I will get off the phone. And it's not because I don't love or care about the person. It's because I don't want to participate in this conversation. Because it's fruitless, in my opinion, right? And that's the way that I protect my energy and my time. I don't want to spend my energy being drained by what I feel is a fruitless conversation, right? And I don't want to utilize my time doing it because it's not serving me. It's not fulfilling. It's not helping me. It's not productive. So no, thank you. And that's just a small example of a boundary. And I think that one thing that has become very important is to recognize when other people are setting boundaries as well. People don't need to always communicate, my boundary is this. Now, personally, I like to use that verbiage. I like to use that verbiage because I need people to understand that I'm not making a suggestion. And that I'm confident in what I'm saying. And I mean what I say, more importantly. Like, I'm not just telling you, hey, I kind of would prefer if you could possibly, like, no. I'm not participating in this. And you don't have to be nasty or rude. It's just a matter of fact way of letting people know. But the other thing, and that's what I was going into, is that recognizing other people's boundaries. For example, when you text someone and they don't text you back in the time frame that you think that they should, it is, in my opinion, a form of crossing a boundary to text them back to back to back to back, demanding that they call, text you, calling them repeatedly. Now, this, of course, depends on what type of relationship you have with this person. Maybe this is something that is okay and that is established between you and this person. That's fine. But if this is a common thing where the person, they don't answer your phone call, they don't respond to your text until it's convenient for them, that is in a form of them having a boundary. And that leads me to go into the discussion, to go into this discussion, just highlighting how entitled we all have become to one another's time and energy. And I'm learning that a lot of friendships are based on being yes men for one another and being available at any given moment, at any given time. And that type of burden and pressure is really not healthy, in my opinion, because what it does is it communicates that in order for me to prove that I am a valuable friend, I need to always be willing to abandon myself to show up for you in any way, even if I don't have the capacity to do so. Because if I don't do so, then am I even really a good friend? And I can give such a specific narrative to that, because I used to believe that. I used to believe that if I'm not always available, if I don't always engage in whatever this person wants to talk about, then I'm not a real friend. And I think that that's something else that you have to be clear on, what type of friendship you want to have, what type of friendships you want to have, what type of relationships you want to have, and what they look like. And often we do not communicate. We don't have conversation with our friends, our parents, our children when they're older, whoever, about having a check-in and establishing some common ground. Like, hey, this is how I'm willing to show up for you, and this is how I would like you to show up for me. But what can help you to establish some boundaries is to first just observe. I can't talk, y'all. To observe how you feel when you're talking and dealing with certain people. Okay, sometimes you might have to set a boundary and be like, oh, this person regularly makes me feel drained. They seem to always have a negative energy about them that just does not align with me. I don't know what it is, but create the boundary and then go figure it out later. Right? You don't have to keep engaging with this person, whoever they are. So that's really the most important thing. Number one, observe how you feel and how your mood or energy shifts. Now, let me be very clear. Just because your energy is constantly shifting and you always feel some type of way does not mean that this is this other person. This really is about you and what type of boundary you need to have for yourself. The second thing that you need to do is you need to write out, what are your do's and don'ts? What are your non-negotiables? I'm not talking about what you're looking for in a man, child. I'm not talking about what you're looking for in a man, but on that similar path, you do want to establish, what are your do's and don'ts? What are you willing to work with and what are you not willing to work with? Right? And that's from everything. That goes everywhere. I'll give an example. I have a my job, we all have a group chat where we send our reports on our clients. I have that on mute because I have a life, and it creates anxiety for me to constantly hear my phone going off. So I have it on mute. So that means that I get to dictate when I go in to check in and get put to speed on those reports or whatever information is being discussed. And the next thing you want to do is you want to start with one boundary. One boundary. And here's the most simple one. When someone asks you to do something that requires your time and your energy, just practice saying no without an explanation. Now, you can provide an explanation if you so desire, but it is not a requirement, okay? Because oftentimes we don't realize how energy transfers and it lingers when we constantly do things against our spirit. I'm not talking about you're going to always feel like doing stuff and that you should only do what feels good. I'm not about that life, because that's some foolishness. But there is a clear indication when you are constantly doing things that are against what is in alignment for you. Okay. And sometimes you don't need to have a reason. Sometimes you just need to rest. In this day and age where we're constantly grinding and on the go, 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 sometimes you need to sit your butt down and not do anything but just be. Be with the people that you love. Be with yourself. Just be. You don't always have to be in a state of distraction and preoccupied, right? So, and then one small thing, okay? And trust me, someone's going to ask you to do something that you do not feel like doing. You do not have to earn the right to say no. It's your birthright to say no. Now, the only time I would say, if the Holy Spirit has led you to help someone, now you ain't gonna get me in trouble now. You better listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? Be obedient. Now, don't go out there saying, well, Lord, I was listening to Jazzy and she was like, yeah, just say no, no matter what. No, 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 no. If the Holy Spirit leads you, seriously, if the Holy Spirit leads you to be of assistance, to be of help, then trust that the Holy Spirit will give you the capacity to fulfill that need. But I need you to practice saying no to something that you want to do. It could be, can you give me a ride up? Can you take me to work tomorrow? I'm sorry, I cannot. Or no, thank you. Or no, but maybe I can another time. And I've been looking up some different ways to communicate no for us that struggle, right? It's challenging, it's uncomfortable. And I will be sure to include that at the end of this episode. For now, we're going to take a quick break, listen to a little jazz, and I shall return and we'll wrap up the episode. Stay tuned. And we are back. So let's continue this discussion about boundaries. So like I said, we're going to get into some ways that you can say no that are less threatening, because let's be honest, if you are new to setting boundaries, it can be very overwhelming and scary. And if you are a people pleaser, or you just don't like conflict, and you are not in a place where you don't allow other people's perception of you to unfortunately control you, then this is challenging. Even for experts and people who do this work, right? Whether that's therapists, whether that's coaches, etc., these people still have to remind themselves and practice to set boundaries and to enforce their boundaries and to evolve their boundaries. So let's just get into some of Nedra Glover Tawab, someone that I have been following on Instagram for like almost 2 years now. She is a therapist and she coins herself the boundary expert. She actually just came out with a book a few days ago that's all about boundaries, and I'm definitely gonna cop that book. Please check her out, Nedra Glover Tawab, on Instagram. That's her handle. Nedra Tawab is her handle, I believe, on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. And some of these are boundaries that she has mentioned at some point in time that I just remember writing down, and that I remember, and that I use. So the first one being no, without explanation. Okay, that's the first one. Second, I have other obligations. The third, I'm not available to talk. Three, that doesn't work for me. Or four, I'm not comfortable with this. Instead of saying no, or going into over-explain mode, which is going to take some practice, right? We're not trying to transform overnight. We're just trying to transform one day at a time, tackle one thing at a time. So use those, practice. And I would suggest doing it, practicing setting a boundary and enforcing the boundary in a small, less intimidating area of your life. So maybe someone asks you for, I don't know, if they can borrow $5, and you can say, I'm not comfortable with that. And that is your no. You don't have to go into why. You don't need to go into explain mode. Okay. Now, if they ask you, well, why not? Then you feel free to explain, but you're not obligated to. Something else that I think is really important that Nedra Tawab highlights, and I literally went searching for this because I knew that I remember seeing
seeing her post it a while ago, and it's boundary violations may look like. And I didn't include all of them, but I did take a good handful of them, and we're just going to go through them. Okay, so boundary violations may look like snooping, making decisions for others, showing up unannounced, guilt tripping, gaslighting, using possessions without permission, sharing other people's secrets or business, assuming certain things will happen without clarifying first. I included giving unsolicited advice, invading personal space, and last but not least, demanding someone justify their boundary. So those are some boundary violations to just, not just for you to be aware of if other people do them to you, but for you to be aware of. There's a lot of times where we ourselves are in violation of other people's boundaries. But it's all good. We're practicing, we're learning. And so with that, we just take it one step at a time. And that's really all I have for this discussion on boundaries today. It's definitely worth revisiting. I would love to share my own personal boundaries that let's get into that now. Okay, I'll get into that. Let me go pull it up. Yeah, I think this is an ongoing conversation. A lot of the things that we are developing in ourselves, they're not a one and done thing. And I know that can feel overwhelming sometimes, because sometimes we just want to realize something, change it, and implement it. And we want it to be as smooth as that, and it's just not so. Right after my born day, February 11th, I think the day of or the day after, I posted and shared this, and I really thought about it as I was going through. And these are just a handful of boundaries that I was thinking about that I do, right? And so I just want you guys to pay attention to the boundaries, and that they're not just boundaries that are for other people. Okay, so let's get into it. I wrote, I'm retiring from over explaining, saying yes when I want to say no, people pleasing, giving unsolicited advice, dishonoring my own boundaries, even though these are boundaries, giving support to those who give the bare minimum effort, wasting time engaging in toxic conversations, being a yes man to people that can't handle the responsibility of their own actions, bar, complaining, venting, sharing with people that don't match the emotional support that they expect from me, waiting on others to be excited for whatever goals, dreams I'm pursuing, having my text messages on read, or on read, sharing details I rather keep to myself. And those are 13 boundaries, reminders for myself. And sometimes we need to see an example, so that's why I wanted to share. And also that I'm not true to this, I'm new to this, and I'm practicing. And I'm constantly thinking about how I can better manage my energy and my time in all relationships, in all circumstances. So that will be all for the boundaries discussion. And to wrap up today's episode on boundaries, I'm going to give you a journal prompt. Meditate on it so that you can answer it as honestly as possible. And it reads, why do I believe I need to overextend myself to others? Why do I believe I need to overextend myself to others? And with that, reflect, tune into self. Y'all take care.